Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharfstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education.
Hi, my name is Karen Beers. Today is February 4th, 2009. This is my fourth podcast for issues related to educational technology, and today's topic is social networking in the classroom. A number of podcasts on social networking have been posted on Blackboard, specifically those that look at the negative aspects of it. And I must confess, much like Angie, I've never used MySpace or Facebook. I, too, do not like the idea of anyone and everyone having access to my personal profile and pictures. I also understand that there are some safeguards in place in the form of privacy settings. While I do not disagree with anything anyone has said so far about using social networking sites in the classroom, I thought of a few positive ways to incorporate them into our schools. The first way is through a pen pal. You could use a MySpace or Facebook account to connect with someone across the world that maybe has a classroom, and your two classes could become pen pals, and you could correspond through Facebook or MySpace, and the kids could share pictures of their geographical locations, things like landmarks or monuments, places of worship, anything that would represent their city or their country. They could also share pictures of their food. They could also share pictures of customs or rituals that take place in their culture. And there are a couple of benefits that I see of using this. Number one, there's faster method of correspondence. I'm sure many of us remember the old-fashioned paper and pencil way of corresponding with a pen pal, and it seemed like it took forever to get a letter back from your pen pal once you sent one to them. So it's nice that you can correspond faster and that communication can be more frequent. Secondly, it's nice to know what your pen pal looks like in their own environment, with their friends, with their family. And it's a great teaching tool to expose kids to other cultures. The second way that I thought we could use social networking sites in schools pertains specifically to my school, and I thought about our advanced psychology program, which meets in class, I would say maybe once every 3 to 4 weeks. The rest of the time, the students spend the last 2 hours of their day in a field placement where they actually get to observe some of the psychological things that they've been studying about. So some kids may go to the elementary school and work with the younger kids for those 2 hours. And I thought that the social networking site would offer a method of communication where students could share pictures of the activities that are going on in their placement, or could share funny stories of something that happened, or they could reflect on what they're learning and how it applies to what they're observing. And again, the communication could be more frequent, and as a teacher, as the psychology teacher, she could post discussions and have students respond, or students could respond to their classmates' posts about what's going on at their fieldwork. The third way that I thought that we could use social networking in the classroom, and I must confess I don't know much about this either, but I was quickly looking on the internet for something for my research paper, and I came across this interesting article that Facebook now offers an app to its members where they can create flashcards. So I thought that that would be a great way to have your students study for a test. You could take them to the computer lab, they could log into their social or their Facebook account and create flashcards for an upcoming test. And we all know that the benefit of flashcards is putting in the work to create them. So I thought it would be something that would be more relatable to them while still benefiting their academics. So those were the three ways that I thought we could use social networking in a positive light in our schools. If you have any comments or have experiences with using these social networking sites in your own classroom, I'd love to hear about them. Thanks.
Thanks, Karen, for sharing your thoughts on social networking. Karen brought up some very interesting points, and I like how she turned to the positive, because most of the things that we hear nowadays about social networking deal with the negatives of social networking, all the bad things. But I think there are some positive things that could come from social networking. Gannett referred to it a little bit like the Wild West. Remember in the podcast that James did, I referred to it as Wild West afterwards, because it still needs to be tamed a little bit. We need to get away from that MTV look and feel of possibly MySpace. But I like the idea of using Facebook. Karen brought up the points of pen pals, which would be a really good use. And with two teachers working back and forth across large geographical areas, they could make the contact, and then you would invite the other people to join your Facebook space, so it doesn't have to be left wide open. So you could use some of the security features of Facebook and or one of the other social networking tools. The second idea had dealt with psychology and tying kids together. So kind of a hybrid course where some of it is done in-seat lecture, and then they use their skills that they're learning, and they tie those back to higher level thinking. So I like that idea because it ties back to Bloom's taxonomy, creating higher level thinking, which is a very important skill that we need to work on. If you follow Gardner's work, Howard Gardner's work on Five Great Minds, he talks a lot about these types of issues. And instead of just filling these kids full of information, opening up the tops of their head and just pouring it in through lecturing, I really like the idea of letting them explore and find, because if we allow kids to explore and find what they're interested in, they will go to much greater depth than what we could ever ask them to do if it's just a matter of doing what we're asking of them, but actually to have them think about how they can make use of this information. And the third thing was flashcards, where you'd use an app and then share the resources through a social networking site. That's an interesting concept in its own also. And again, I'd like to take and thank Karen for her insightfulness. Karen just does a great job and is a very dedicated, hardworking teacher. And the insightfulness that she's offered to us, I think, is invaluable. So I'd like to take this time to thank everybody for listening to our podcast again, and we'll be talking to you again shortly. So enjoy. Spring's coming, and the weather's starting to turn a little nicer out there. So enjoy, and we'll talk to you later.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.